Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, achievements and new investments in the banana industry with the help of the Banana Support Program. Stay tuned to find out more. And as usual, our proverb of the day comes up near the end of the program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning.
Food and pesticides don't mix.
Avoid potential exposure to pesticides on fruits and vegetables by washing them thoroughly before eating. Peeling is the most effective way of removing pesticide residue. For meat and dairy products, it's best to eat foods that contain less fat, since pesticides typically accumulate in the fatty tissue of animals. Purchase low-fat dairy products and remove the fat from cuts of meat before you cook them. Your best bet for avoiding exposure to pesticides is to eat organic meats and produce. Organic food is grown and processed without harmful pesticides. Remember, food and pesticides don't mix. Reduce your exposure as much as possible.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica.
Bananas are grown in several parishes of Jamaica for export and local consumption. Due to the high cost of production and the specific requirements of the export trade, many farmers discontinued banana production for export. The government, in collaboration with the European Union, is implementing a banana support program, BSP, through the Banana Export Company.
Under the European-funded Jamaica Banana Company Measures Program, several initiatives are being implemented to revitalize the banana industry island-wide. We want the banana farmers of St. James and Western Jamaica to be a part of this.
Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan. He points to several strategies rolled out under the BSP to support banana farmers.
We have, one, provided some 50 million worth of input for the All Island Banana Growers Association to be supplied to farmers at a concessionary rate. These inputs include fertilizer, spray oil, and other supplies. Two, provide writing means to aid farmers to write their fruits to the standard required by the market. Three, employ marketing officers to assist the farmers in identifying markets for their plantings and bananas.
Come November this year, farmers will benefit from a new feature of the Banana Support Program.
We will also be establishing an on-farm banana support loan that will be operated by the All Island Banana Growers Association. This on-farm banana loan will include technical support to allow for collective spraying of farms and the application of fertilizer. Of note, the ministry will be assisting the All Island Banana Growers Association in setting up a new state-of-the-art value-added facility to focus on bananas.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is also seeking to build on the successful banana export to Great Britain achieved earlier this year under the leadership of late Minister Roger Clark.
We want to build on that legacy, and under the fair trade rules, we want to grow more bananas, produce more value-added banana products, and export more bananas.
Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan.
Call the Ministry of Health toll-free at 1-888-663-5683, Mondays to Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for information on chikungunya. That's 1-888-1-LOVE or 1-888-663-5683.
And now our proverb of the day. Chink neba run till him see crowd. Translation, a lice doesn't show itself until it sees a crowd. And this means your weaknesses are often exposed when you least expect it. Some people tend to behave badly when they have an audience. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, for producer Leanne Schaefer, I'm Vaughn Davis. Have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.